Tonight, the television series Lost comes to an end after 6 seasons. If you've never seen Lost, it can be a little tricky to explain. It began with a plane crash on a mysterious island somewhere between Australia and Los Angeles.
Walt! Walt! Stay away from the gas! Stay there!
Jack, Hurley, Locke, Kate, Sawyer, Michael, Saeed, Sun, Jin, and the other passengers of Oceanic Flight 815 go about the business of survival and getting rescued.
Guys, where are we?
But things get weird. There's a polar bear.
That can't be a polar bear.
It's a polar bear.
A group of not-so-friendly inhabitants on the other side of the island.
Who are you people?
And a monster made of smoke. And the island contains more mysteries. There's the secret hatch and a button that must be pushed every 108 minutes. There's time travel, a four-toed statue, a nuclear bomb, a temple, a parallel universe, and plenty of walking and talking dead people. Believe me, I'm as confused as you are. We're joined now by Lost scholar Jeff Doc Jensen, a senior writer at Entertainment Weekly who's at NPR West. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Jeff, I hope you don't mind me calling you a Lost scholar, but, you know, the columns, the recaps you write, you dig deep, you theorize, you compare Lost to Alice in Wonderland and to the songs of Huey Lewis in the news. I mean, is really nothing off limits for you here?
Absolutely not. I do have a lot of fun with it. I definitely blur the line between sort of what's there to be read and what am I sort of projecting upon it. There are so many different theories, so many different ways to read it, from the spiritual to the political to the downright silly. And well, I specialize in almost all three of those and several more.
I'm thinking of it as a very weird Gilligan's Island, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Now, you were able to be on the set while they were filming the finale, right?
I saw them shoot a scene that will fall in the final 10 minutes of the episode. It was a pretty big scene that didn't really explain a lot, but at the same time seemed to be pretty implicitly clear what was going on in the show.
Do you know how it ends?
I don't know how it ends, although the scene that I saw seemed to suggest a lot of possibilities. Well, one possibility in particular.
We really don't want to spoil it
for everybody.
But what kind of ending is going to satisfy people? An open-ended one or one that finally just goes, boom, that's it? Like the Sopranos, where it was like, boom, shot.
What I expect Lost to do in its final episode is to be open to interpretation, like the Sopranos ending was, with one big exception, which is that I think it will be emotionally satisfying. And it seems to be that that is where they're taking the show in its final 2.5 hours, to really kind of pay out on character arcs and to be sort of a really emotionally satisfying experience. Where the show will never be able to win is sort of in this area of answering mysteries.
Today is Sunday the 23rd. Mm-hmm. 23 is kind of a sacred number among
right.
the Lost fans. I mean, first of all, why?
Well, 23 is one of the numbers. The numbers are 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, and 42, and they all add up to another big sacred Lost number, which is 108. And these were the numbers that Hurley played in the lotto and became a multimillionaire. But they're also numbers that were very important to this sort of mad scientist enclave on the island from the 70s called the Dharma Initiative.
So, I mean, I was thinking 23... You know, the 23rd Psalm giving...
Oh, well, yes.
Oh, I've set you off on a tangent, haven't I?
Well, 23 interfaces with a lot of aspects of Lost. There is the 23rd Psalm, which was a very important episode in Lost in Season 2 about a character named Mr. Echo. Huh. And I also thought that where you're going is that on the 23rd of May this year is Pentecost. And there's a huge religious reading of Lost that says that perhaps, you know, Pentecost, which is the day that, like, apparently, like, God gave the Holy Spirit to all of his disciples, is somehow Lost will sort of, like, thematically link to that as well.
Right, and the 23rd Psalm is, the Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want you.
Right, yeah. Do you have a favorite episode or a favorite moment?
My favorite moment ever of Lost occurred in the second season in an episode called Orientation. And in this episode, Jack and Locke are down in the hatch, and they have found this computer, and they found this sort of protocol through an orientation film that said that you had to input this code every 108 minutes. And Locke thought it was his destiny. He thought that there was some grand purpose behind inputting this code, and he was sort of the man of faith of the show. And Jack Shepard was like, no, this is crazy. This is nonsense. Like, he was the man of science. There's no reason to do this.
It's not real. Look, you want to push the button, you do it yourself.
If it's not real, then what are you doing here, Jack? Why did you come back?
And Locke responds in this great line reading by the actor Terry O'Quinn, it never has been easy.
Why do you find it so hard to believe?
Why do you find it so easy?
It's never been easy.
The themes of faith and doubt and the spiritual themes of the show have always meant a lot to me. And in that moment between these two guys, I kind of felt like that's my experience. I think that's experience for a lot of sort of people who aspire to be spiritual, whatever. It's just sort of this war in themselves of faith and doubt, of believing and being cynical, especially now in our culture. That moment for me is what Lost is all about.
It's a leap of faith, Jack.
Jeff Jensen is a senior writer for Entertainment Weekly. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.